Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is our 40 days in the shelter of Elyon devotional. Today, Psalm 91:6. Nor plague that stalks in darkness, nor the scourge that lays waste at noon. And all these scriptures are from the Tree of Life version. Day 6. None of these diseases. The Almighty has promised those that abide in Him, those that fear Him, those that obey Him, that we do not have to fear the plague or the scourge. That word plague is daber. It means pestilence, plague, or thorns. Today it could be any type of plague that would try to manifest itself on the earth, including the COVID, or the COVID-9 or coronavirus. Anything that steals, kills, and destroys is a pestilence. John 10:10, this is our Master, our Messiah speaking. The thief comes only to steal, slaughter, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. Psalm 121:5-8. Adonai is your keeper. Adonai is your shadow at your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Adonai will protect you from all evil. He will guard your life. Adonai will watch over your coming and your going from this time forth and forevermore. So here we could trust in what His Word says. We need to realize that His Word is speaking to us directly. Again, it says, Adonai is our keeper, Adonai is our shadow, Adonai will protect, and Adonai will watch over. Exodus 12:22-23. You are to take a bundle of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and apply it to the cross beam and the two doorposts with the blood from the basin. None of you may go out of the door of his house until morning. Adonai will pass through to strike down the Egyptians, but when he sees the blood on the crossbeam and the two doorposts, Adonai will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you down. We have the precious eternal blood of Yeshua covering the doorposts of our house, covering our lives. As His shepherds, our heart is to see God's people walk in the fullness of His blessings. One of those blessings is that of health and healing. It is a promise to Israel in both the Tanakh and the Apostolic Scriptures. One of the prayers we pray in the Shemone Esri Amidah is for healing. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved. For Thou art our glory. Send complete healing for our every illness, for Thou, Divine King, art the faithful, merciful physician. Blessed art Thou, Lord, who heals the sick of His people Israel. As we see what the Word says, let emunah, trust, arise in your heart for healing, because you have been redeemed by the blood of Yeshua, and healing belongs to the redeemed of Adonai, His people Israel. Whenever God's people repented and walked in obedience to His Word, healing came in every area of Israel's life. Sin, rebellion, and disobedience opened the door for judgment and sickness to come in. But when Israel repented, healing and restoration returned. If you are a Messiah, then you have been grafted into the covenants of Israel along with the blessings. Healing has always been a provision for His people Israel when they were obedient to walk in His ways and look to Him for their healing and deliverance. The Almighty, our Father's words, is true, and this issue of healing must be settled in each person's heart individually. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Healing is in the Torah and is for His people Israel, and if you are in Messiah Yeshua, you are a part of His people, not replacing them, but being grafted into the covenant promises in Messiah Yeshua. There are four areas of healing that can apply to our lives. First, relational, which starts first with your relationship with God If it has been broken because of sin and rebellion, repentance must come first. Then when your relationship is right with God, the healing process begins. If our relationship with God isn't right, then our relationships with our brothers and sisters in Messiah will not be right, and we will need healing as well. Also, when there is national repentance, then healing comes to a nation. When our relationships are in divine order, then comes physical healing and emotional healing as well, as a result, again, of repentance, teshuva, and returning to His ways and His truth, which is found in Messiah Yeshua. I just want to read just some of His promises and His word regarding healing. We can take hold of that because His word is truth and His word is speaking to our hearts. And if He didn't mean it, He wouldn't have said it. Isaiah 53:5, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, or shalom, was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. Now these scriptures are from the King James Version. Matthew 4:24, and His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. Matthew 8:8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that Thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew 8:13, and Yeshua said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew 8:16, when the even was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out the spirits with His word, and healed all that were sick. Matthew 12:15, but when Yeshua knew it, He withdrew Himself from there, and great multitudes followed Him, and He healed them all. Matthew 12:22, then was brought unto Him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb, and He healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Matthew 14:14, and Yeshua went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and He healed their sick. Matthew 15:30, and great multitudes came unto Him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down in Yeshua's feet, and He healed them. Matthew 19:2, and great multitudes followed Him, and He healed them there. Matthew 21:14, and the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple, and He healed them. Mark 1:34, and He healed many that were sick of different diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, or demons, because they knew Him. Mark 3:10, for He had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon Him for to touch Him, and as many as had plague. So here again, you see plagues and healing going hand in hand. Why? Because plagues cause sickness, disease, and death. But yet He healed them. Why? Because He was walking according to the covenant of Yahweh, and these were His people. Mark 5:23, and He besought Him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Mark 5:29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Again, plague and sickness. The plague, she had a sickness, which is here described as a plague. Acts 3:11. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch, that is Solomon's, greatly wondering. So here in context we see a lame man who was could not walk, he was crippled, was healed using the name of Yeshua by Peter and John. Acts 4:14. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. So again, healing was an evidence of God at work. Acts 5:16. There came also a multitude out of the cities around about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed or possessed or oppressed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. So you have to ask yourself, if God's will wasn't healing, why did Yeshua heal? Why did the apostles heal? Because it was the Father's will to heal. It is part of his covenant promises. Acts 8:7, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Acts 14:9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. You should read these in context as well, but again, these are just some of the scriptures in the apostolic scriptures. There's also many scriptures in the Tanakh regarding healing. Acts 28:8, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Acts 28:9, so when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Hebrews 12:13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame is turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. James 5:16, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Just want to end with this story from 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning with verse 18, regarding Elisha's raising the Shunammite's son. Again, Elisha had prophesied that the Shunammite woman would have a son, and she had a wonderful, beautiful son, but something happens. Now when the child was grown, one day he went out to his father among the reapers. Then he said to his father, "My head, my head." So he said to the servant, "Carry him to his mother." So he picked him up and brought him to his mother. The child sat on her lap until noon and then died. She then went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door on him, and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, "Please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back." But he said, "Why are you going to him today? It is neither new moon or Shabbat." But she said, "It will be well." Remember those words, "It will be well." Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, "Move on. Don't slow down riding unless I tell you." So she set out and came near the man of God at Mount Carmel. Upon seeing her from a distance, the man of God said to his servant Gehazi, "Look, there's the Shunammite. Please run now to meet her and ask her, 'Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your boy?'" And she answered, "It is well." But when she arrived at the mountain up to the man of God, she caught hold of his feet. Then Gehazi stepped forward to push her away, but the man of God said, "Leave her alone, for her soul is bitter within her. Yet Adonai has hid it from me and has not told me. Did I ask my Lord for her son?" she said. "Didn't I? Don't deceive me." Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go. If you meet anyone, don't greet him, or if anyone greets you, don't answer him, and lay my staff on the face of the child." But the mother of the child said, "As Adonai lives and as you live, I won't leave you." So he arose and followed her. Gehazi passed on ahead of them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was no sound or response. So he returned to meet him and told him, saying, "The boy has not awakened." When Elijah entered the house, there was the child dead and laying on his bed. So he entered and shut the door behind the two of them and prayed to Adonai. Then he got up and lay on the child and put his mouth in his mouth and his eyes on his eyes and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself upon him, so the flesh of the child became warm. Then he stepped down and walked into the house to and fro. And then he got up on the bed and he stretched himself on him. The child sneezed 7 times. Then the child opened his eyes. He then called Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite." So he called her, and when she came in, he said, "Pick up your son." She came, fell down at his feet, and bowed down to the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. So here we see the persistent faith of this mother who would not let go, who kept on saying to herself and saying out of her mouth, "It is well," even though she knew her son was dead. She had faith and trust in the promises of God. She had faith and trust in the man of God, who she knew was anointed, and she took hold of those promises and she saw a great miracle. We have to keep hold of those promises and believe in our heart that it is well. It doesn't mean we won't face tests and trials. It doesn't mean sickness won't try to attach itself to us, because we live in a cursed earth. We live in a polluted earth. But God has given us promises that we need to meditate on, that we need to believe and speak forth and confess in the spite of everything, the way everything looks, that it is well. Shalom in Yeshua.